Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it, the new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, yes, yes. Especially when we tell the truth about our flaws. You will set yourself free. Woo! You ready for a different show? I don't know if I am, but we're going to start anyway. The time is now to set ourselves free, to heal. To heal, embrace, love, and share. Ricky Byers Beckwith. Let my soul surrender. Yep, that's the best I can do right now. Let my soul surrender. All right, God, it's on you. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We'll be right back.
What am I feeling? I am like a child, and you are with me still. What am I to do? What am I? Oh, I am like a
My mind wants to run. My intellect wants to protect. So let my soul surrender. That is my prayer. Thank you, Ricky Byers Beckwith. To find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, her website is weedletitbe.com or rickybb.com. I'm sure you remember. It'd be easy to find weedletitbe.com, and I am letting it be. .com right now. oh, Lord. Whose idea was it to do the show? Now, forget that. Whose idea was it to type this as a title? Okay, it is I. The challenges, if you will, or the growth experience to listening and hearing voices. And listen to intuition. But you know what? The truth is, I wouldn't want it any other way. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first. And then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And of course, you make a difference because you're part of this conversation. So we're making a difference together. And you can't, once, you know, the whole thing is about, the whole thing about truth, about awareness, when you know who you are, it would activate something. It activates something inside of you that you can't help but be different. You want to run, you want to shout. And then truth has come back. Slow down. Got to clean out house. Today's one of those days. you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Of course, on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And I am, is your host, thank God. Woo! Okay. And Life Coach Ade is sitting here watching what's happening because I am good. I got this. Ade is like, I don't know. Today's show really is about vulnerability, the power of being vulnerable. And I think, how do I put it? Since I was clear what I was talking about today, what the theme, what the topic is going to be, every time I think of it, when we talked about the upcoming show, I'm just like, oh, geez, oh, Lord. But I've been getting this message in so many ways, and I'll tell you more. And, oh, my God, the last 24 hours has been, I feel like I've been in a vision quest. I've been in the darkness of my own consciousness, walking back to places in my beingness that I've run from or say, no, I am not sharing that. Well, you know, there's more to come. So I think I'm just going to bring on Celeste right now if she is ready. And it looks like she is. And if she's not, tell the truth. Hey, Celeste, how are you? Are you ready or not?
You know I'm ready. I hang out with you.
I know that's right. You got to stay ready.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah, well, I need to hang out with me because today, if I don't know what I know, this is one of those shows. I mean, I've had a couple, but they, sometimes for me, how I experience it, I don't know how you guys are experiencing the show, but how I'm experiencing it, this is like on a deeper level. This is one show that I'm just like, ugh, must I? Can we? But, you know, I know that I can't front. And what I mean front, because, you know, I've been talking about the last few days, we need to stop fronting. But it's not even about that. For me, today's show is about, I don't know what it's about. I guess I'll find out, because Spirit said, no, don't do no research, don't read stuff and resources that you want to share on the show. Your life is the research. Mm-hmm. So I've made some bullet points, things that, you know, I feel like I may be sharing. But I know that I have what I want to share, and more than ever, this show is for me. I mean, all the shows are, but this one. Oh, Lord.
It sounds like you don't have your scarf, Life Coach, today.
Oh, I'm butt naked. Forget scarf. You know, I am all exposed and exposing, you know, to myself anyway. And, you know, part of it is really I am staying present to honoring what wants to be expressed, what needs to be heard. And I'm working with my, not as much, but I have a, you know, I was telling you and some other friends the other day that I discovered that I don't have a monkey mind. I have a gorilla mind. Because have you ever tried to fight? You know, some monkeys you can put in your shoulder, don't sit, put it. Try and have a gorilla sit on your shoulder or try and fight a gorilla. You get knocked out. Sometimes my mind knocks me out. So I think I've given the gorilla enough bananas to go sit down somewhere. It's like, you're not invited to this party. You did not get an invite. And so not wanting to overdo it, because it's all about telling the truth about your flaws. Like, let me tell everything so that I can be an example. No. Just listen. And so we're walking a spiritual tightrope.
Well, it's a good thing you're in the house of love. And you have so many beautiful people on the phone lines. I see Tamara, spiritual midwife. I see beautiful Glenda and the sweet tea, Tanya, out of D.C., and phone lady, and guest 3065.
You said sweet tea. I like that. Sweet tea.
Oh, yes. Sweet tea from D.C. Thank you very much. And
I know. She's that. She is that. Go ahead.
Well, I also want to share with you that Monica and Tanya shared the show today. And so, you know, you're just surrounded by these goddesses today. So whatever is going to be birthed through you is going to be a gift.
I got all this midwives holding my hand saying, just breathe.
That's right.
Relax, breathe.
He'll be the first man on the spring equinox to give birth. Work, okay?
Okay, I'll take the credits later. You know, I guess I feel like a mother when she's birthing in the pain. She ain't thinking, look what you did to me.
At the end of the show.
No, I was just going to say, I'm not blaming myself or anybody for my life. I'm taking responsibility. But at the end of the show, what's going to happen?
You're going to have a bouncing baby. You
okay.
Life. All right.
I'm going to trust your intuition.
Indeed. Trust me on this one. You're going to be just fine. So you take a deep breath, get some tea, and I'm going to go to your announcements.
Okay, you go ahead and do your thing while I take a spiritual epidural.
Wow, a day. Man, you're...
This is natural, it's organic, and it's God inspired and God inserted. So I don't have to worry about being paralyzed. I come alive. Okay. All right, go ahead.
I cannot wait to go back and listen to the show already. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything that you are dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com.
Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Day button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Good News Wednesday, where I provide you with an inspirational story and a spiritual weather report, where I offer the number energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach Day radio show. You can also email Life Coach a Day any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach a Day to cover for an upcoming show. So what has you curious? Let's get Life Coach a Day's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of March is spiritual awakening, and we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Next week, we have Carl Stutner coming back. The renowned international photographer and author is going to be sharing about the Luma Essence Method. It's a step-by-step process that returns the client to their natural state of wholeness. Looking forward to that. Next week is also Life Coach Today's birthday. Hey, he's not here. I can call it. He's not here. So make sure you call in on Tuesday, because Ancestral Blueprints is coming up on Wednesday. And we are just going to share this brother with so much love. He's not going to know what to do with it. His birthday's on Thursday. We don't air that day. Okay. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Don't tell him about the party on Tuesday, people. Be sure to join Ambassa Sasser for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truth in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot to help you make inspired moves in your life. Also, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. Whew. I don't know if I've ever felt like, oh my gosh, it's almost done.
Wow. Wow. I'm holding your hand energetically.
Boy, talk about spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I'm ready. Right. You know,
be
it's like those moments.
Of what you teach, man. You got it.
I know that's right. I know that is right. That's one of the things that came up this morning. I'm going to just talk about that since you brought it up. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Yes, yes, yes. So that's just kind of inspired part of the thoughts that were coming up for me this morning. The idea of, you know, it was actually a prayer, and I've shared it several times with you guys. That I want my life to be an example of what I teach. And I, if my memory serves me right, I really was coming from the point of, you know, I want to learn this truth. I want to learn about who I am. And I want to share that with the world. I don't want to just read stuff that sounds good and be able to then tell people about it. And I want to be able to share my story, my life. Now, back then, my awareness was different, clearly. It was probably, I don't know, 95, 96, somewhere around there. And who I am now is a totally different person. But and I do see that really, you know, today's show as a this ain't a show. Get that. It's a conversation with my folks. Cause, so anyway, what was I saying? Yeah. And this idea of let my life be an example of what I teach for me now is being able to embody the spiritual truth, the things that I know, to embody, to practice what I'm learning and to share from that. So to be a wonderful teacher and an amazing student. You know, I love to learn. I love life. And almost every host, every guest that has joined me, almost all of them, I'll say 99% of them, thinking yesterday, there are few people, maybe I can count it on my hand, few people that I won't necessarily invite back. And maybe two or three, actually. But I'm not going to go into that. It's not necessary. But, you know, almost all of them, I always felt like I could talk to them for days and keep asking questions and keep thinking, you know, just come from different angles because they so inspire me. And so today's show, the title, the theme, today's topic, today's conversation is the truth about your flaws will set you free. And I don't know, I'm feeling to play a song, but I don't know if, well, a song is coming up to be played. I don't know if it's now. But no, okay, it's not now. I'm getting words from the heart quarters saying, no, not now. We're connected by intuition. So the truth about your flaws will set you free. Let me tell you a little bit about where it all came from. Well, I can't pinpoint when, but I'll pinpoint when I became fully aware, when I was really aware that this is what's going on for me. Actually, well, I know exactly when it happened. But you know when you're going through a spiritual experience, sometimes you don't think it's a spiritual experience, but it's really a spiritual awakening experience. You're going through stuff. You know, you put stuff out there. You said you want to do this, or you're moving in the direction of your surrender. You're saying yes to life. And for the most part, yeah, you're still moving in that direction, but sometimes on the deeper level, underneath it all, there's frustration. Sometimes there's anger. Sometimes it's like, what the flip is going on? But then what you know keeps you moving forward. The truth that you've learned, your spiritual practice keeps telling you, keep going, it's okay. Keep going, it's going to be all right. But, you know, you even ask people to hold you in the light, pray for you, and you trust in that. But there's something deep down inside of you, think, oh, I don't know. But then inside of you, you hear the voice, it's going to be okay. So it's walking this journey where you don't know, but you also hear a voice saying, it's going to be okay. So it's like walking two journeys, you know. Lots of coming up for me, so I'll stay with that for now. So I did a reading, a spiritual reading, I don't know, maybe about 3 weeks ago. And the funny thing about it is a friend of mine did it for me, and she'd asked me to share my dreams with her, you know, one of my dreams, to help her, you know, in using that. She wanted to use that as the reading or a gateway into what needs to be heard, what I need to hear. And I was saying to her, I said, you know, the funny thing about it is I usually can recall my dreams. But lately I've been having some weird dreams, and I say weird, not as in, I don't know, I can't even say what it's not. I just call it weird, interesting dreams. But what I remembered then before the reading was I couldn't recall them, but I knew, excuse me, I knew that the dreams, they seemed very busy. It was like there was a lot of people. It's almost like for anybody who's been in a radio studio where or sound booth, a recording sound booth, where you can be in the lobby area and people are talking and laughing, and then you go into the studio and they close the door and you don't hear anything, silence. So for me, it's like I recall that there was a lot going on, but when I come into the sound booth of this planet, it's like I can't recall it. It's like I don't remember who was in the dream, what happened. And I was sharing that with them. I said, for the most part, I usually remember my dreams. Sometimes I dream and the person or the people I dream about will call me. I may not have spoken to them in a long time, or something happens that reminds me of my dream or is exactly like my dream. Sometimes it's like prophetic. So I said, I don't know what the heck is going on. And I said, well, I looked at my journal and I looked in my journal 2012. Well, I went to look for my journal for the 2012 one. I thought, well, let me pull something out of there. Because she said, it doesn't matter, any dream. It's just, you know, that's how she does her reading. I went looking for my journal. I found it. I'm like, great. I start looking at the dates. It's 2011. I'm like, huh, 2011? What the heck? I didn't even know this was close to me. Oh, let me go get the right journal. I could not find 2012 journal. Couldn't find it. I didn't know where it was. I couldn't find it. I didn't know where it was. I couldn't find it. So I said, okay, well, what the heck? She said, any dream will be. I said, oh, okay, let me go get the 2003 dreams. Journal. I'm sure I have some dreams written in there. Because sometimes I don't always write my dreams. I just kind of process them, listen to them, or but I don't always write them down. So I was sure I was going to find one in my 2013 journal. Surprise, surprise. There was no dream entry. I said, what? Okay, this is crazy. What's this really about? Anyway, cut a long story short. I sent her a text. I said, I don't have no dream for you. But I explained what I just told you guys. And I went to bed. And just the way spirit works, I had a dream. The dream woke me up. I remembered it. It was so clear. It was detailed. I was like, all right, God, you're playing with me, right? You're playing with me. So anyway, I wrote the dream, typed it out, actually. And I had to keep rewriting so that she can understand it. Because, you know, dreams sometimes, they're kind of hard to explain. You have to sort of do a lot of explaining and examples because it's in the realm where it's beyond logic and everything goes in the realm of the unconscious. So if you want to know a lot about yourself, if you want to know yourself, if you want to see what's going on with you, step into the unconscious realm where the ego has no control. So anyway, I sent it to her, and during the reading, she helped me see that, that it's time to embrace all of me like never before. You know, the parts of me that I still judge, the part of me that, you know, I just have judgment about. That sometimes I'm afraid to share. It's like it's time to share it. Now, that didn't mean that, okay, do a radio show and talk about it. But it was more about me facing myself and embracing all of me. And I share some of the things that, you know, that I've struggled with that feel, yeah, let's see. Is it guilt or shame? Shame. It's not guilt. It's shame. And I share some of it with you. Oh, wow. Let me clear my throat. A little bit of humor to kind of lighten things up. Everybody breathe, okay? Know all is well. So through the reading, I said, okay, I'm ready. Because in the reading, it was shown to me that this is all part of my spiritual growth. It's the next level. And, yes, as Celeste mentioned, I heard that Celeste said my birthday is next week. And of course, because I know myself, yeah, my birthday's next week. So I know that there are no accidents. You know, if you study astrology, not that I'm an expert on it, but just the little things I know. I know the planet that I'm in through different technology, if you will, the destiny card, the planet, and the planet that I'm in now, the planet of dreams. And I have been dreaming like crazy since, today, I just dreamed. It's like, all right, enough already. But so I know now, and I'm clearer that where I'm at, the things that I'm going through, it's like a dying is happening. The dying is happening. And the joke is, if you think of the show on Monday we had a show, it was about coming out, sexuality and identity. Yes, it was focused on people who are in the same-sex relationship, but it applies to all of us. My story, it's like, for me, it's like, I'm being invited to come out of my own judgment. Yesterday, we talked about resurrecting the muse. You know, the part of you that's intuitive, the part of you that is creative, the part of you that knows all, that embraces all. So today, the theme is the truth about your flaws will set you free. You know, we always say, we all know that the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. And sometimes we tell the truth, for some people, it's kind of like, well, you know, I just can't stand you or whatever. I'm just telling it like it is. I'm just keeping it real. Well, to some extent, that's real. Yes, we also know that the spiritual truth will set us free. But the thing about the spiritual truth is, not only does it set you free, well, actually, it sets you free by inviting you to let go of all the stories. It sets you free by taking you inside of yourself to look at places where you feel shame, where you feel guilt, where you've been blaming, where you feel judged, where you feel criticized, and let it go. Let it go, because the truth tells you, the spiritual truth reminds you that you are one with love. The spiritual truth tells you that you are right where you need to be. The spiritual truth that you are enough, but your life experience is saying, yeah, right, whatever. Yeah, your ego tells you, yeah, enough already. I got to clear my throat there. I'm clearing my expression point, center, chakra. You know, your ego says, yeah, you ain't quite where you need to be. Yeah, you could be all that, be on the radio teaching truth, but you know you got stuff going on. And but the truth will indeed set us free, especially when we tell the truth about who we are. So the message started or was inspired through my reading. And I start looking at my life. I'm saying, yes, I'm really ready to let that go. And then what came next? I can't remember. But I'll just give it to you the way it comes up for me. I think Saturday, yes, it was, I interviewed. Well, Saturday I went to a forgiveness workshop. I went to the workshop that was facilitated by my friend Violet Light Williams, who I interviewed last Wednesday. And it was more the conversation that I had with Violet after I'm going somewhere with this, so just stay with me. It's a slow show today. If you're getting something out of it, great. And if not, I hope you find something out of it. And if not, you know. But for me, it's slow because normally I'm moving stuff along. But I can't dance around this show. I'm listening. I'm walking on the spiritual tightrope. And it doesn't matter if I fall, because wherever I am, God is. So I'm not afraid of falling. So anyway, it's a conversation I had with Violet at the end of the workshop that kind of just, you know, reaffirmed the message of, yes, it's time to tell the truth about things that we're afraid of about ourselves or how we don't want to be seen and the challenges that we go through. Sometimes we talk about challenges. Sometimes we say, well, we're just going through something right now, but I want you to hold me in the light. Or my family is sick. But sometimes we don't always share from a place of vulnerability, you know? So Violet and I had a conversation. And I was just clear that, yeah. And I think that's actually after that conversation is where I knew what today's show was going to be about. And then later on, because this was on a Saturday, on Sunday she sent me a text. She said, you need to listen to Reverend David Ault. He's the minister at the Spiritual Center. It's a Science of Mind Church. It changed the name. I'll tell you what it is right now. I know it, but it's just escaped me. Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta. There it is. I was trying to Google it, but came back to Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta, David Ault. And she said, what he talked about was exactly what you and I were talking about yesterday. And I listened to the sermon, the teaching, the talk. I was like, oh, my God. Okay, God, I get it. And basically he was talking about his story with how how as ministers, he wrote a letter, an email that he shared with other ministers. But let me go back a little bit. Let me stick a pin. About a year and a half ago, I heard of a lady, and she did TED Talks on the power of vulnerability, the power of vulnerability. Her name is Dr. Brené Brown. And so I've been thinking about that, because that, when I watched it, if you don't know, if you haven't watched it, if it's new, just Google Brené, B-R-E-N-E, Brown, and the power of vulnerability. The power of vulnerability. okay. All right, cool. All right, Tony, I'll come to you in a minute, okay? I'll come to you in a minute. Just give me 5 minutes. I think I'll get to the point in 5 minutes. I think I will. So anyway, when I watched Dr. Brené Brown, she touched me because it was, I felt like, oh, I understand, I realize. And I realized what she was talking about, and I know things where I just need to come from. So anyway, David Ault talked about how he's reading a book by Brené Brown, who happened to be on Super Soul Sunday, last Sunday. So it's like the universe was just sending me a message, blah, 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 blah. I get it. And one of the things that David Ault talked about, which is part of my stuff, well, he wouldn't talk about my stuff. I saw myself in his story. He talked about how as ministers, practitioners, how ministers, practitioners can posture themselves and, you know, help people, and because there's teachers of truth and support people. Sometimes they don't always talk about the real stuff that they deal with, the challenges of trying to pay the mortgage for the church, the challenges of knowing they're going to get enough offering, the challenges of how to keep the church growing and expanding. He talked about how there's another church in Atlanta here that when he goes there, he's just amazed by how big that church is. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm paraphrasing, sometimes you wish he had that kind of church. But the things that ministers go through that they don't always talk about. And the funny thing about it is the church, the big church he's talking about, I know about that big church. That big church has their own financial stuff going on. So we always compare our life to others, but we don't really know the battle that they're going through. And when I listened to that sermon, I said, okay, I got the message. So for me today, the show really is about the power of vulnerability. And of course, I watched the I watched the show with Oprah, the Super Soul Sunday show with Brené Brown yesterday. I'm just like, So that's the foundation for this show. And Tanya got to go, so I got to go to her right now before she goes. Let me go to her before she goes. Hey, Tanya, how are you doing?
Hello, Ade. How are you?
Woo! I am awakening, I'm growing, and I'm breathing through it. How are you? You good, huh?
I'm doing good. I'm doing better. I just wanted to say to you, first time I ever went to Bible study, I went last Thursday. Mm-hmm. So the pastor, he was talking, and he was saying, you know, you have angels sitting out there. God has sent them. They're just waiting, you know, for you to embrace it. And I sat there, I thought about you. And I just wanted to thank you. Speaking on flaws and stuff, I just wanted to thank you. You always fed the hate I had inside of me. You nurtured it too, that it came to me growing and flowing and having love for my enemy. And I always thought that I had a problem with, I always put hard expectations on myself. You know, like I'm going to do this, I'm going to set this goal, I'm going to do this. But I also was judgmental and put it on people that was in my life, mm-hmm. that was in my space. I always thought that they should have these same expectations. And when they don't complete them or it doesn't come to my standard, I would get upset. And I realized we have to just let people be who they are. Some things that we look for in people, they can't give it to us because they just don't have it.
That's right.
And that was something that you allowed me to succumb to and understand and know, hey, it's okay. They'll get there when it's their time to get there. You got so much work you need to do on yourself, sister. You don't need to worry about nobody else. Mm-hmm. And me and Celeste was just on the phone last night, and I was telling her, I was like, girl, I want to be married again. I said, but my next husband, let me tell you something, my brother today, he was going to sing or walk me down the aisle or whatever. I said, because the next man that God positions in front of me, see, I got requirements now. The next man that he places in front of me, I'm going to know that I came from his rib.
Yes. Yes.
And I just want to thank you. But my question is, a lot of times a day, I still feel like I'm being selfish when I go into myself, like being into myself. I still just feel like I'm being selfish somewhere.
So what's the question?
Well, my question is why do I feel like that? Like, I'm still doing for others and everything, but I just feel like I don't have a – I used to have a problem with telling people no, but now I can tell you, no, I don't want to do that. But I still feel selfish, and I feel guilty like I should have done it.
Well, I can't really tell you why you feel selfish, but I can share some things with you that's going to reveal the answer for you. Because I can really understand. I'm being hit with so much, and it's like God is just messing with me. Well, messing with me in a good way. And I'll share it with you in a minute. And even just what you're sharing, because this is, you know, I believe that if one person is dealing with something, if it's a workshop, whatever it is, if we're in a family, if one person has an issue, somebody else in the room has it. So you talk about saying no, and why do you feel selfish? if they have a 12-step for that, Tanya, you and I will be there. You and I will be in there.
I would.
One of the things I struggle with saying no to people, and you know, we have quite a few people who say that they want to be on the show. And some kind of like, some I don't just get chance to get to. And we're going back actually to look at some of the people who've asked to be on the show. But there's been some people, actually, I don't know, maybe one or two, really one or two, well, that I can remember anyway, in the last few years. But there's one particularly where someone reached out to us to be on the show. And I kind of did a research, listened to them on other interviews, and I thought, no, I can't accept, I can't invite you. Now, it wasn't that I had a judgment about a person. It was just where they were didn't align with what the show is about. Now, what the person is doing, I honor, and I honor it. And they're going through something that I can't even imagine. But from what I heard, from the things I saw on YouTube and the other shows, like, it's going to be too hard, because I know I deal with my own stuff. This show has its energy, and there's a – it's almost like Richard – and I'm going to get to this, but this is a slow show today, so bear with me. Richard
Moss.
Okay, good. Richard Moss, if you remember him, he's a regular on the show, and he was talking about when we're in a relationship, there's something that each partner needs for them to feel grounded and feel nourished and nurtured. And also the relationship that is created by two people that are in a relationship creates another relationship, if you will, an entity, another energy, which is the energy of the relationship. So he talked about when working with couples, he asked them, what do you need? What does the husband need? What does the wife need? And what does the relationship mean? Now, for me, the show is, I'm just thinking, what does this show need? Because it's so much, it's beyond me. Because if it's my stuff, I'm like, no, I'm not doing the show today. Some days. But, so I am particular about who I invite to share their story. And Celeste can tell you, I can bring her on. I mean, I went back and forth, and I said, I just don't know, Celeste. I can't
I just can't do it. She said, so what is it? It's like, the answer is no, but how do I do it? And I went back and forth with her, and she said, listen, I got you. And I told her what I would like to say, and I said, okay, here's what I want to say. Don't send it yet. Don't send it yet. And then I told her, okay, I'm ready. And then she sent it. I felt bad. I felt bad. Now, there are other things, and that for me tied in. Part of it sometimes is tied into, oh, my God, they won't like me. Oh, my God, mm-hmm. here I am telling them no, and, you know, I bet to them on the radio I sound like easy go, what's it, easy go, lucky, whatever the phrase is, I don't remember, mm-hmm. I can't even, you know, I am free generally, but at the same time, in my freeness, there are things I need to say no to. That's just the way it is. We all need boundaries. And so when I say no to people, I'm thinking, oh, my God, they won't like me. They're going to think I'm mean. Maybe I need to be more giving. I need to be more generous. Oh, my God. So for me, that's when I say no, that's what comes up for me. But when you say feeling selfish, you may have been told that you've been selfish, and to be selfish is wrong, and you feel like you're not loving yourself. But sometimes, it is, as I've always said, it is important to be selfish, to be self-full, because sometimes we say yes to others and we're saying no to ourselves. And when we say no to ourselves, we are denying ourselves. And as we learn about who we are, we're learning to say no to others so we can say yes to ourselves. So
I got it.
Okay, good.
You said alignment. When you said alignment, I'm like, okay, these are the things that I'm just not in line with anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Abe. I love you so much.
I love you, too. I love you, too. And, you know, you're trying on a new awareness. You know, we were conditioned to act a certain kind of way. This is what you do. You got to be nice to people. You got to be giving. You got a woman's supposed to do this. A mother's supposed to do that. And blah, 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 blah. But now you're learning more about yourself. It's like, no, I matter. I count.
Yes.
And it would have been a time you would have said yes and be mad. You said yes at yourself. You'd be mad at yourself and looking for them to be grateful because you said yes, and then they're not grateful. You're like, I gave them that, and they're
mm-hmm.
not even grateful. But now you
that's
can say no. That's right, and really honoring yourself. So I say be gentle. Be gentle with yourself. And as I say that to you, I hear that so loud for myself. Be gentle. So thank you for bringing that question up. And,
thank you, too, and blessings, my brother, and I thank you for always keeping me close to your heart doing your shows and stuff, because you're really touching me.
You're welcome. I love you, Tanya. Thank you so
much. I love
much.
You, too. Have a beautiful day.
I will. I claim it. I own it. I declare it, because she said it. All right, so when Tanya was talking about, you know, what she's learned through the show, I saw a message on Facebook, and I've caught two messages on Facebook right now that, you know, people, every now and then I get messages, thank you for your show, you're doing a great job, and you inspire me. And the first thing I saw on Facebook today, when I went on, let me scroll down, and the day when I was, man, let's see, let me scroll down, where is it? There was, oh, wait, anyway, there's so many things on this wall. Dude, you need to stop posting stuff. I'll probably lose some friends. Well, anyway, here it is. I want to share it with you. That's what I'm. Okay. This sister, her name is Sister Latifa. She said, "Just want to say I love your positive, uplifting posts." And she said, "Probably the most shared of all." Thanks. Now, not necessarily attached to the post. I mean, I share it because I want to support people in their spiritual awakening. And then during the show, I got this message from Subira. She said, "Hello, Ademola. We've been connected on Facebook for some time, and I really appreciate the work that you do." And this has been a week for me. Those messages touch me because the last 24 hours, I feel like I'm walking to the cross of my past to be crucified, not reluctantly, but with all kind of fears and doubts and judgment popping up. And it's like, for me, it's like God is saying, listen, relax, it's okay, I got you. And this message is, Celeste is telling me there's some messages in the chat room. I'll read that in a minute. But even if I don't see it, I am also feeling it. And so it's like, while I'm feeling very raw, very vulnerable, I'm getting all this love coming. It's like, oh, God. And I don't. So, okay. Yeah, that's all I want to share about that. But what's the other thing I want to share with you? Where was I going? Okay, I stopped the conversation about, oh, yeah, Brene Brown. And I don't know. Let's take a break. And I think we're going to do Good News Wednesday. I think we're going to do Good News Wednesday. But I want to share this with you, just something for you to, maybe this is a teacher me talking. Yeah, it's a teacher me talking. But I trust the process because it came up. I just saw the book. You know, whatever you're moving through, whatever your challenge is, you know, we talk about the law of attraction, that if you're a mean person, you're going to attract more people who are mean. If you're this or that or blah, 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 whatever it is. And we also talk about if you're feeling generous and you're going to attract more generosity. If you're more loving, you're going to attract more loving people to you. Yes, true. But the thing is, this is what I want you to consider, is when there is a resistance in your energy about something, you experience life, not all of your life experience, but a part of you would experience life through that energy of resistance. Because when you say, I can't stand it when people do that, that gets on my nerves, or, oh, I hate those people, or my family member, this person, what they do. See, everything is energy. So once you activate that energy of resistance is alive in you, and you will experience it. We call it law of attraction, but you're not attracting anything, actually. It's law of experience. Well, I'm trying to make up a word now. It's just law of experience. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it. You're experiencing your own energy, because if you don't have that energy of resistance, you won't experience with other people. You know, you notice that somebody you don't like, maybe for whatever reason, they can tell you something, or somebody who is getting on your nerves. Maybe you love them, but you just had a breaking communication. Things haven't been going right. You've been arguing. They can tell you something, and you're like, who asked you? But then you can talk to somebody that you love, that you know loves you, and they got your back, and they can say the same thing, and it will sound like you're hearing it for the first time. It's because the energy of resistance is in you. So wherever there is resistance, and I'm sharing my story and reminding you, if there is a part of you that you're resisting about yourself, really you're resisting life. Now, there are things I haven't experienced. There are things that I've been frustrated about. One of them that I'm going to share now is my business. You know, if you'd asked me 10 years ago, 15 years ago about, and I'm sure I wrote stuff down in my journals, what I thought my business would look like. I mean, I knew it was going to be about empowerment. I knew it was going to touch people. And to some extent, I see that. I see that it's happening. I can really honor and embrace that. But I had ideas that financially I'll be set, I'll be secure, I'll be free, I'll be traveling around the world 10, 15 years, maybe even 20 years. Let's see. 1994 was when I started walking this spiritual path consciously, because we're always on a spiritual path. Back then, if I was able to imagine what 2013 was like, oh my God, man. I had all those images. So part of my frustration, things that I've been really struggling with, is like, my business is not the way I thought it would be. I know my purpose. I know why I'm here. I know my life. I know my mission is my life. And what I'm doing, this is it. I tell people, they say, wow, especially when I was doing 4 shows a week, they said, wow, how'd you do it? I'm like, well, the truth is, if I wasn't doing the show, I'd be doing the show. Meaning, what I'm doing, the teaching. That's what I would be doing naturally. This is just an avenue to do, to share what I would be doing. That's what I'm always doing. No, I can't even break out of it. It is who I am. I'm a teacher. I'm a student. So I have this undercurrent. Well, let me rephrase that. I had an undercurrent of frustration. Like, wow. You know, when I'm going through financial challenges, I'm thinking, I never thought I'd be here by now. There are other things I may share with you. We'll just see how the show goes. But, you know, I know that part of it was came from me struggling or not struggling with asking for help. I'm not good at asking for help. I'm not good for asking for money. When we did the police fund thing, somehow I was inspired to do that. And I was happy, you know, because I felt I was happy about my own growth. But there was a part of me that was like, oh, my God. Let me really get real. When Celeste does the announcement about donating to the show, there's a part of me that's like, And I've actually thought, okay, should we take that part out? Because I have the stories what that looks like. Oh, my God, I don't want to look like I'm begging for money. I don't want to look like I'm making people uncomfortable by saying they can donate to the show, you know. And I've gone through my own stuff with it. And I said, and I asked, okay, Spirit, should we take that out? And I'm grateful that I can hear the voice of Spirit say no. It's just crazy issues. When I run the commercial for my coaching services, I'm like, oh, gosh, it's too long. Maybe we need to do a shorter one. It's all rooted in shame. Shame. So I'm telling the truth about my flaws. You know, the shame. I talked about, you know, how the messages was coming to me. One of the other video I was led to on YouTube was a video that I posted on, actually I posted on my Life Conversations Radio. And if you want to know about it, send me an email. I'll give you the link. I'll share the link with you. If you can't find it on the Life Conversations Radio like page, is on there. And it's John Bradshaw. And the video was about shame. And when I watched that video, listened to what he was saying, oh, my God, I got in touch with place shame that lives in me, that's alive. And when we live from a place of shame, we do too much. We overcompensate. Here's something that speaks directly to that for me. And when I saw this yesterday, I said, oh, my God, I understand. And the quote is, it's loading up. When people are not accepting towards themselves, they are often obsessed with acceptance by others. When people are not accepting towards themselves, they are often obsessed with acceptance by others. And that's a quote by Nathaniel Brandon. I can relate. Now, there was a time I was, I'm always thinking, well, do people like me? Do they like my work? There were times I used to coach people, and I was more worried about if what I said made the person I'm helping, if it made them feel bad. Oh my God, I got to find something to soothe them. Thank God I healed that, because now I just say, you know, this is what I'm hearing, this is what I want to say. And this is, and it doesn't have to. The freedom is for me. It's like, even though I'm telling you this, even though in my counseling coaching session, this is what I'm intuiting, this is what I'm sensing, this is the hunch. It doesn't have to be true for you. I had a teacher that taught me that. Like, you know, you can share what you're feeling, but it doesn't mean that's true for them. Allow your client, allow the person you're working with to say, no, I don't quite see it that way. What I do see is this. There's so much freedom. So you talk about being obsessed with acceptance. There's still a bit of it left. It's not as bad as it used to be. And so right now we're going to take a quick break. Celeste has a lot, and I don't know if I can read all that she shared. I think, Celeste, I'm going to get you to read it, because right now, I don't know, maybe we'll take a break. We're going to take a break? No, I'm just going to bring you in. We're not taking no break. We'll play a song. We'll play a song, and then we'll bring Celeste on, because this song, for me, just speaks to where I'm at. And Glenda will come to you. Welcome to you, Glenda. I hope you don't have to go. And if you do, let us know. Let us know. Let's know of something. But, yeah. there's so many things in my mind that I said I was going to share on the show, but I said, no, I'm not just going to come in with ingredients and prescriptions, I can't even say the word, of how to tell the truth about your flaws. And my thing was, okay, God, I'm going to be available, and I'm going to be available to share exactly what needs to be shared without trying to produce a show, just having a conversation today like never before. And and I'm not just going to go down to things that I'm ashamed about just to prove that I'm telling the truth. And look, my gorilla might want to do that, but no, it's not even about that. So here's a song for us all, and we'll come back with, okay, we'll come back after the song, we'll come back with Glenda, we'll come back with whatever we'll come back with, but I think it's Glenda, and then we'll go to Celeste, and Celeste, you can share all the stuff that's going on, and whew, Lord have mercy. I don't even remember when I told God this is what I want to deliver on this planet. Did I ask for this? Because, Sherry, you know what I'm feeling. I feel so alone. No, I don't feel alone right now. But the last 24 hours, I did. Sherry Marie.
I feel so alone. A ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go? Deep inside.
Ah, individually, a revival of a love story. The love story between you and yourself, the love story between you and God. You know, I took the break and all kind of stuff flooded my awareness. I'm like, oh, I can't tell all these stories. Not that I don't want to, but I just allow what is to come up. That's Sherry Marie. Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, Marie, M-A-R-E-E. SherryMarie.com to find out more about Sherry Marie. And yeah, you know, vulnerability, it's a powerful medicine. Okay, but vulnerability is a powerful medicine. And if you get a chance to look at the interview with Brené Brown and Oprah, make a chance. Just don't even, if you get it. I mean, there's so much nuggets in there. One of the things I wrote down, and I'm coming to you, Glenda, right after this, I promise. I just want to share this real quick. Whoa, what's going on here? You know, if we really want to know love, if you really want to know love, it's about learning to love the part of you that you feel ashamed about. And how do you love the part of you that you feel ashamed about? You got to walk through it. You got to go back to that place that feels uncomfortable, that feels yucky. The only way to healing is through healing. You have to revisit that painful, shameful side. Shame means something about me is wrong. Guilt, something I did is wrong. Two different things. And all of us, maybe one or two of us on this planet, had parents who supported us in a way that we didn't have to feel shameful about who we are. I have stories, but it's not even about judging my parents. They did the best with the information they had. But I drew conclusions about something about me being wrong. Let me share this with you. Brené Brown said it. She said, vulnerability is one of the cornerstones to self-confidence. Vulnerability is one of the cornerstones to self-confidence. So if you say, well, I'm not confident, I really wish I can develop my confidence. Well, you've got to learn to be vulnerable. Tell your own story. Now, it's not something that you force. You don't force it, you know, because sometimes, you know, I'm good. I know I'm good. I can make stuff look good, you know. But more than ever, I'm saying, no, that's not necessary. So for me, it's like, as much as I have a list that I can do, this is why I feel shame, but this is why I feel guilt, this is why I judge myself, it's not even about that. I want you to catch the essence, the energy of this conversation, because for the most part, when you're growing, when healing has happened, it's not about what is said. It's not about what's not said. It's more about the energy that's being created. So today's theme topic is, what is it? Tell the truth. The truth about your flaws will set you free. It's about using that theme, that topic, to create an energy for all that are listening to be free to heal. Vulnerability is one of the cornerstones to self-confidence, and we run from it. We don't want to be vulnerable. We think it's weakness. We think people are going to take it for weakness. No, it's about your own soul salvation. Let me look here, and let me go to Glenda here. Glenda, don't make me cry now, whatever you do. But anyway, you can't make me cry. I'm already soft. I was thinking, I'm going to share this real quick. And Brené Brown was talking about when she did the video on TED Talk and called the Power of Vulnerability. She said she went home and had what she called a vulnerability breakdown. So part of me already dreading this, like, oh my God, how am I going to feel at the end of the show? Am I going to feel like, oh, why did I tell my business? But you know what? It's more important for me to grow than what I tell or don't tell. So anyway, just wanted to get that out because there's so much rushing through me right now. Hey, Glenda, how are you?
Hi, AJ. How are you?
I am here listening,
well,
sharing.
I have so much to say, but I'm going to make it concise. I think what prompted me to call in is I heard what you were saying with my ears about frustration, thinking, you know, doing healing work and, you know, thinking you would be someplace different than where you are financially by now. I heard it with my ears, but I heard it with my heart because I also then said, well, there is no separation because I have similar issues or challenges that especially have been coming up since I made this move. But to my surprise, I got out of the funky New York City. I shouldn't say funky, because you know. But I got out of that urban congested area, and I come to this place with all of this water. There's water everywhere.
Your phone is doing something funny. We want to hear you. We want you to get close. I don't know if you're on speakerphone.
Okay.
Or
can you hear me a little better? I'm on regular phone. Can you hear me better
now? Yeah, we can hear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I called you to hold your hand and say, listen. In the past couple of months, in the past 7 days, really, I can't even measure time. I think between Thursday and Saturday, I went through all of that and more, and started thinking of, you know, really about the past. You know, like how could I have all of this healing ability? I was supposed to be, you know, this great, you know, NLP practitioner who also works with crystals and cards. You know, my timing was kind of like similar to yours, around 95. I had already been on the path since 86.
Okay,
95.
Whatever you did to that phone, do it again and just keep talking. Just do whatever you did to the phone, just do it and keep talking.
I'm
don't even ask if you can hear.
Move to the window. Maybe that will help.
Don't fall out.
No. So I'm...
It still sounds echoey, but okay, we'll work with it. Go ahead.
Okay. I feel like this is all part of the new era,
mm-hmm.
and that perhaps in order to remember what we forgot, because we came in here fully loaded, and then you forget, and then you wake up again,
mm-hmm.
that it is necessary, I'm just saying perhaps, for the heart to have a spiritual, emotional meltdown. Because when we talk about love, we could talk about it, and we could even say we feel it. There's no end to it. It's multidimensional. And how can a healer truly be prepared to heal if the healer hasn't experienced a crack open of the heart, and then it's continuous. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just stop. You know, because we get deeper or more. I want to say more within the orbit of our true frequency. I was talking about that recently, but it doesn't mean that it's going to feel good while the quivering is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's what kind of helped me feel more at ease and more at one when I just really surrendered and came back to gratitude. Because sometimes, a lot of times, when you have all of that in your head, you know, and with me it's not just spiritual knowledge, it's academic knowledge, and, you know, you have the high expectations and you're constantly looking at what you didn't do, and now you're not looking at what you did do. So here's the deal, because this is what I have to say to myself, okay?
Yes, yes.
No, I don't have money in the bank. No, I don't have the greatest credit score. I'm going to be vulnerable here, too. You know? And I started focusing on that. And I happen to have, I happen to have a close friend who has a $1 million business and multiple properties, so that is a trip talking to that person, because everything that they see is on that level. Okay, so that started to quiver me too. Oh my God, you know, I'm not like that. So I had to come to this. I had to come to gratitude in order to keep my sanity, because there's many times that I wanted to just say, forget this. I'm just packing up and going back to New York. I'm going to go back to the funk. I had to come back to gratitude and really say, wait a minute. It's a love streamer that pointed me in this direction, too. I'm going to say her name because she did. Carol Driscoll. She said, you know, sometimes we are harder on ourselves. We forget to be thankful for every little thing. Well, you might not be financially where you wanted to be, but I'm sure a day that you're getting, you know, like, be thankful for the money that you are getting. Be thankful for whatever it is that you have. I have to start saying, okay, I'm not hungry. I have, you know, recently my scooter broke down at 3:30 in the morning, very, you know, near alligators. Very interesting experiences I had. That'll be in the next book. I had to be thankful that I was able to get it from point A to point B, still get to work on time, no alligator ate me. I was really broken open to gratitude and love. They're married. Mm-hmm. Well, really, gratitude and love are married, and then prosperity, which we break open to the finances, that's their child. That's the birth child. That's the blessing from it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed.
That brought me back to being in the moment, and guess what? Then being in the moment and being relaxed and not worrying about, oh, I should have this and that, and I should be able to buy a house, and I can't do this and that. When is that going to happen? Woo, well, then now all of my clients started coming up to the ticket counter. Oh, my, this person died, or that happened, or I have anxiety with this. Oh, they came to me. Well, then I stopped being the airport employee, and knowing the moment, what was I doing? I was doing my healing. Mm-hmm. It's this circle. It's this cycle. So I call to just hold your hand and say, yeah, it's a birthing. You're not alone. I'm betting if we took a poll of healers across the globe, that they're probably feeling something similar right now. This is the spring. This is the first day of spring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens in spring? Well, the death of winter, if you're in a place, you know, where it visibly shows, it's now no more. It's a resurrection, and the new comes. But you had to die first. The death has to happen first. So
indeed.
I just wanted to share, and one more thing. I pulled the Mayan card. I'm going to read it really quick.
Okay, and, real quick, so let's go to read some of the stuff going on in the chat room.
Okay,
go ahead, real quick.
Sib also, I pulled Sib, CIB, a Mayan card. Sib also asks you to look at issues of trust. Do you trust in your ability to feel and allow clear guidance from spirit? Trust is your access code to divine guidance, okay? Claim it as your birthright. I made it really, really succinct. And I just want to say, I love you. We all love you. And we all are in this together. You remind us of that every day. So it's just the birthing. And, you know, you're going to be fine and we're going to be fine. We just keep doing the work and just keep allowing. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you,
Master.
You too. I appreciate you. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to bring in Celeste in a minute. And just so much. Yeah. You know, and the thing is, you know, it's funny because it's – okay, give the short version and bring Celeste on. I know, you know, as scary as it was for me, because what I've been hearing intuitively, what Spirit's been sharing with me, as scary as it was when I was listening – I know there's also part of it that know it was going to be okay, and it's not even like it's an experiment, because I know I owe this to myself. I owe it to my listeners. I owe it to my friends, and because I believe one of the best gifts we can give humanity, we can give to ourselves, is the gift of authenticity. The truth is, we only give ourselves the gift because we can free ourselves from our own mess, you know. And but anything else for me, that would have been fronted, trying to pretend I'm not moving through what I'm moving through. And I know that sharing my story, it will inspire somebody else. But we are struggling with being vulnerable. Some people have mastered it. But even Brene
Brené Brown. She said she talks about vulnerability, and she went home and had a vulnerability breakdown. She's like, oh, my God. So I always say, being on this planet, life is not for wimps. I just got to remember that for myself. Celeste. Yeah, we're just going to. I don't
know. Yeah. Yeah, you are getting so much love in the chat room. I want to make sure that you can hear it. You'll read it later, but I want you to hear it. Dream Master said, you do beautiful work a day. You are so much appreciated. I appreciate you, as do my friends, in quotation marks. Why do I hear Twilight Zone music going? Dee, 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 dee. Just kidding, Dream Master. You rock. Thank you for the huge energy. And there was something that I thought you might want to put in your back pocket, Dream Master, again. And you're getting a lot of people. You've got Four Saggy in the house. And let's see. You said Dream Master, M-Phone Lady. We know who that is. Just, you know, sharing love with each other. And, yep, that makes sense. I hear you. That kind of energy, it's just flowing within your conversation. But there was something that was mentioned that I thought, that he might really like to hear this. Again, it's from Dream Master. Dream Master said, it took me a long time for me to ask God for help. I didn't want to bother him. He has bigger issues to address than mine. I can do this by myself. I can do this myself. It took me a long time to ask. Because Source and Universe has so much to offer. It's just asking and allowing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you might like to hear that.
Yes, indeed. I mean, that inspires so much. And but yeah, I get it. I get it. You know, for me, what comes up, and I think Glenda shared that, the whole thing about trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because I trust God. I trust God. But I don't always trust myself. I don't always... Well, no, let me rephrase that. I trust God, but I didn't always trust myself. Because I would hear what I hear, or I feel something, but then I'm like, okay, I know, but... See, when now that I get the message, it's almost like the mailman gets a letter to go deliver, but they happen to tell them what's in the letter or in the mail. Told somebody, you got some letters. They're like, letters? What you mean? I said, okay, it's a British thing. You got some mail. Okay. But what's in the envelope? And the mailman finds out what's in there. Say, oh, my God, they won't like that. Or, ooh, I don't know if they're ready for that. You know, it's not the business of the mailman to figure out what's in the mail, in the letters. He or her mission is to deliver it. But sometimes in my own life, I get caught up in how my life is shaping up, and I'm getting better now and trusting myself to follow through. Even, man, I'm just thinking, all the things that came up for me the last 24 hours and the things that I'm hearing, I don't even have enough time to share. This is the kind of thing you write in a blog or a book. But nothing. I know what that means. But it's really, but what I also know deep down is it's more about the energy that is activated. And because we all are growing, we all are shifting, I know I can be hard on myself. And I know there's somebody listening who just are hard on themselves. And really it's about just let it all go. Just relax. Just relax. Well.
Are you ready for some good news while you're relaxing?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to do good news, Celestial Moment? I don't know. Whatever you feel led to do, you go with it. So don't even ask me what I'm ready for. Because there's so many things that I got notes here that I want to share, because I don't know. If I get to share it, then people need to hear. If I don't, then it's okay. You go with whatever what you're feeling. You go ahead.
Then I'd rather play with the Celestial Moment then.
Okay, just go with your gut, whatever you're led to do. Don't do something because you think that's what you're supposed to do or you think I want it. Just let your spirit be your guide today. It always is, but today you take control of good news or Celestial Moment. Okay, I think I made that point. All right, I'll be quiet.
gotcha. So I'm going to do that. Hello, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. Happy spring equinox. I wonder what will blossom for you in this amazing season. The energy of the day is 11. So if you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, then your cup is truly running over. 11, the master number, is your lesson number all year. 11 is most intuitive of all numbers, representing illumination and a channel to the subconscious. 11 is also the moose in medicine cards, which offers the gift of a healthy, vibrant, grounded self-esteem. The 11th letter of the alphabet is K, and words like kindred, knowledge, and kindness connect us to the magical power of 11. Now today, we are going to put the spotlight on how 11 shows up as the strength card in Mother Peace Tarot. Remember, I often say that strength can be 11 or 8, depending on your tarot deck. The strength card is astrologically connected to the fiery Leo. This lion is full of power and majesty. In Mother Peace Tarot, the focal point is on a certain goddess, also known as the bride. Brigitte is known as the keeper of the flame. She is known for her associations with healing, poetry, and smithcraft. Nicknamed the bright goddess, she is our example of the gentle use of strength as she is nude, surrounded in a forest by scary animals that she has made her friends. She holds out a small flame to a wolf. It is her ego. She surrenders so that the storyteller, wolf, and teacher may bring her back stories. She has tamed her shadows and can sit freely, revealing an open heart, unconditional love, and a balanced solar plexus chakra. It's the energy center with fire, and when it is balanced, you have access to your personal power, will, knowledge, laughter, and mental clarity. It also helps you maintain your humor, optimism, and self-control. Tap into your super strength when you trust the unfolding of the process of life and embrace the true gift of your flaws. All is well. And that's the story of 11, towed through the strength card in Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show. Thank you.
You know, they say there are no mistakes in God, and I know it, I say too. But there's something about when I, and I'm sure people can relate to you, when you experience those profound statements for yourself, because I'm listening to it being a spring equinox, the numbers 11, and the things you're saying, it's just like, wow. You know, it's like there's a natural order to life. And if we listen and follow through, I mean, I really believe we will be blown away. Now, my gorilla mind keeps trying to shake the cage to come out every now and then. I'm just like, get back in there. Just stay your hips out there, okay? But it's like, as I listen to what is unfolding, it's like, wow. I'm seeing how God is playing itself out. I know that when we set our own self free, when we free ourselves from the pursuit of freedom, we can truly, really experience the love that we know intellectually. We can really know it in our hearts. And so I'm just seeing how today's unfolding. Go ahead.
No, there is one more thing that I forgot to share. Since it is the spring equinox, and you don't know about this yet, but I'll be playing with birth cards tomorrow with Tamara's Spiritual Midwife. And people can find out more about that. From Wounds to Wisdom, the Sacred Womb. We're talking about birthing a new you.
I'll try to put it in the chat room.
Yeah, please. I didn't plan this.
Well, hopefully
I
you'll
didn't
be
plan
there.
This. Oh, a man allowed?
Well, yes. I already know your work card today.
I know my work card, but I come and hang out with your sisters. If Tam Tam wants me to be in there, she wants me to hang out with you. What time is it while I'm doing all this talking?
Yeah, good question, because I don't have that info. I don't remember. I think it's 9 o'clock Eastern. Hopefully she'll press 1.
Well, if our listeners are invited, please get that information and then press 1 again to listen. Let me know and so you can give them a message. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah, it's really time. You know, we talked about this year, Represent 6 is about love, is about the blending and harmonizing and unity. Yeah, unity means you got to unite with your stuff. It means, you know, the truth is what we call stuff, what we call, I don't feel like saying that today. Well, maybe I do because I'm thinking it. I already said it. You know, the things, let me put it this way, this is my point. The things that we don't love about ourselves, that we judge about ourselves, that we deny about ourselves, we call it the dark self, the dark side, the shadow self. And if we just embrace it, we'll see the gift in it. And not only are we set free, that's what today's conversation is about. The truth about your flaws will set you free, you know. Not always wanting to throw affirmation at things and like, oh, yeah, all is well, all is well, all is well. And health, joy, peace is our birthright, yes. But as a soul in a body, we don't always feel that. And we got to learn to move from the head to the heart. And live from the heart rather than from the head. Because the head, the intellect, the ego deals with protection, trying to keep us safe. Some people say you got to kill the ego, all that stuff. Yeah, whatever. If you have it, there's a reason for having it. You know, the egoic mind lets you know, oh, it's the morning time, I got to brush my teeth. Oh, I got to turn and make some coffee. Oh, yeah, it's hot now, let me turn it off. At the same time, it protects you. It keeps program of things to keep you in alignment. Without the egoic mind, we will go crazy. Some people on the street are out there, we say they're talking to themselves because that conscious mind, that aspect, it's so wide open that they're between worlds. And yeah, you can visit that world, but when you're in this physical body, you better love your egoic mind. But understand that it doesn't run the show. It is nothing but a security guard. You are the one who's in charge of the show. You are the one that's going to step on this stage. You got your bodyguards making sure that things are moving nicely. But that's all the ego is. Don't judge it. There's a reason it's there. But the truth is, you got to go beyond the security of your bodyguard and get secure in your heart self. Come from a heart-centered place when we all let it hang out. Lauryn Hill has a song, I got to find peace of mind. I think it is. It's from the album Lauryn Hill Unplugged or something like that. Let me see. Lauryn Hill. Unplugged. Oh, I think Celeste is telling me what it is because she's fast like that. No, she's not. Yeah, I love that song, she said. I'm laughing as I type this because I was talking to my niece in England a few days ago, and she told me she was eating some kind of noodles. And I'm thinking, what is that again? And she told me, and I've never heard it. And I said, hold on 1 minute. So I Googled it. She said, Uncle, what would you do without your computer? You're always on your computer. And so I laughed at myself while Googling. Lauryn Hill Unplugged, yes. There's a song called I Gotta Find Peace of Mind. I'm feeling that right now. I don't even remember why I brought that up. I'm going to set myself free and not even worry about it. But yes, I think I know. It's coming back to me. Oh, no, I don't. So I'm going to read this to you. Let me see what's going on. Anything I need to know about? I want to read this to you. It's almost time to release the show. Man, let me pull up my notes.
Have you noticed that I haven't said you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Addy radio show? No, you and I are just having a one-on-one conversation today. But I just said it. See? Well, I guess I said it. Oh, here's one. Here's some points. Here's some things that I pulled up. Is that I think from watching the conversation with Brené Brown and Oprah, there is no intimacy without vulnerability. There is no intimacy without vulnerability. So if you're in a relationship and you feel like you're not connecting with your loved one, with your partner, with your husband, with your wife, well, you may want to ask yourself, are you being vulnerable enough? Are you really opening yourself up? It's scary, I know. But you know what? Once you do it, you get to set yourself free. And sometimes, you know, if you may say, well, I'm always vulnerable. I'm always sharing what I'm feeling, but my partner doesn't know how to deal with it. Well, there's a lesson there too. And what happens is if you are at peace with yourself being vulnerable and your partner, your husband, your wife, or whoever, your girlfriend, your boyfriend can't deal with it, either they're going to say, I'm out, or they're going to be inspired by your act, if you will, the fact that you can be vulnerable, that they will start to learn from you, or maybe even confess saying, I don't know how to do it, I get scared. Because relationship is supposed to heal us individually and collectively. And so there are some of us that gather information and talk about what others don't do or not doing, what people don't know, what people need to know, and what, you know, we judge the Christians, we judge the Buddhists, we judge the atheists, we judge the whatever, we judge the traditionalists, we judge the medicine men. If you're spending your time judging other people how they live their life, you certainly ain't comfortable with yours. You're not comfortable with yours because if you understand how your life is playing out, if you spend time looking at your own life and the challenges and the struggles and where you pimp yourself sometimes, where you don't tell the truth, where you play small, and times when you do, when you live out loud, when you say, here I am, you understand that we are all hypocrites in this human body. Sometimes we say, oh, I'd never do that. And then one day you sit with some people, maybe you never met them before, you just happen to be in the conversation, like you do something that you said you would never do. Like, whoa, wait a minute. You may not even catch yourself then. It may be later on. You know, what the world is, it's not just people who are awakened, but the world needs more people who are willing to be vulnerable. And vulnerability doesn't mean you're just breaking down and crying. It means just telling the truth. I'm afraid. In relationships, think of relationships that you've had where you've had a disagreement and you've been going back and forth and yelling and screaming. If you've had the time to just tell your partner and say, you know what? I'm mad, I'm upset, I'm screaming at you right now because you hurt my feelings. And I feel like I'm out of control. I hear my mother's voice. I hear my father's voice. So when you're talking to me like that, it just takes me back. And that's why I'm calling you all kind of names. If we want to unite, if we're saying we're moving to a consciousness of unity, you can't unite if there's no opening. Because in order to become one, there's got to be an opening. There's got to be a break it open. And when you see people who are going through crisis or who are open, who are vulnerable, who are authentic, they draw you in. That's one thing I love about Oprah. She was saying it as well. She was saying it on the show with Brené Brown. She said, you know, she believes her authenticity is what's kept her show as successful. It's true. Because we are all looking for somebody to help us give ourselves permission that it's okay to be ourselves, especially as adults. And as adults sometimes, because we're so confused, we try and train our children out of being themselves. We say, don't do that. That's wrong. You shouldn't do that to people. You should do this. That's, you know, and we ain't gonna deal with our own mess. And then they evolve, they grow, they become teenagers because they're now confused.
they went through a phase where they were being themselves, and you said they need to do this, or don't say that, don't do this. So they say, I need to figure out for myself. And then we say, oh, my God, the teenage years, it's almost like they become some kind of alien. They're your children. They're your fruit. You're the one that jacked them up. It is possible if we are willing. And not to say you won't have the challenge, but it's possible to have teenagers who we see it. We see it on YouTube. We see it on the Internet. And we share it and say, oh, this young man is very powerful. The future looks bright. Oh, this young woman. And the ones that are giving us hell, we use that as a blanket statement. The truth is, if we don't like the fruit, we need to look to the tree. Where am I going? What am I doing? Let me read this. I was actually trying to read something else from the sacred Yes. And as always, I open up this page, not intentionally, but then I thought I was going to change the page. I said, let me look at what was on here. Maybe that's what I need to read. And it is. And funny enough, it's on page 110, which adds up to, well, you can take the zero out. You have 11. I'm trying to do my own celestial moment. Ooh, we've got a few more minutes to go. I just want to thank all of you that are listening, those of you listening online, those of you who are listening and it got too much for you, thank you for listening. Those of you listening on the phone line, thank you. Within radio listeners, thank you. Those of you listening on the archive, thank you. And I'm not saying that. That's my ego mind trying to talk some foolishness. I'm not even going to go there. I was going to say something that's just not necessary. You know, sometimes when we expose, we crack a joke to kind of like, sometimes you got to really pay attention to your joke because your joke now put you back in a cage that you're trying to get out of. So I'm not going there, but I'm going to read this to you. For those of you who don't know, the celestial moment, because I was looking at a note from Celeste. Thank you. All right. That's cool. The Sacred Yes is a book that you know I share quite regularly, Letters from the Infinite by Reverend Deborah Johnson, one of my spiritual midwives. And, wow, wait a minute. Is this chapter 11? If it is, now I'm really going to be blown. Wait a minute. Okay. Let me see something here. Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, no, it's not. Okay, so this is the now. Okay, I'm getting messages, so I'm going to put in my ear. All right, so, this chapter is called Blinded by Your Own Light. Brace yourself. Okay, so I'm going to skip to the second part of this, and I'll stop when I'm told to stop. And as you know, if you don't, this book is written in a format of Conversations with God, so where God was talking to and through Reverend Deborah Johnson. And this is where I'm going to. This is God talking to Reverend Deborah. The name of your ministry is Inner Light. I gave you that name at a time when your life was in an upheaval, when you were personally going through what you in your society call the dark hour of the soul. You often refer to a conversation you had with your mentor, Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith, in which he said, just let your light shine. In order for your light to shine, something has to burn. Just take all of that stuff you have and let it burn. People whose lights shine the brightest are the ones who burn the most. I'm going to read that again. This is what Reverend Michael said. Just let your light shine. In order for light to shine, something has to burn. Just take all of that stuff that you have and let it burn. People whose light shine the brightest are the ones who burn the most. And we continue. This is indeed the truth. You are learning how to hold your personal truth and your spiritual truth in your hand at the same time. It is the same with the notion of light. The light that Dr. Michael spoke of is your personal light. Yes, you must surrender to the light. You must take not only the so-called bad things, but the so-called good things as well, and surrender them to the light. The more you let go of and allow, the more that you let go of and allow to be consumed in the eternal fire, the better it will be for you. Well, blinded by your own light, I can really see that this is my story. You must surrender to the light. I think, okay, you are learning how to hold your personal truth and your spiritual truth in your hand at the same time. You know, there's something about holding the personal truth and the spiritual truth. And if you don't know the difference, get yourself a copy. Get it from a library, because I don't have the time to go into it right now. Because God breaks down the difference. Because sometimes you got to find the truth. But we must acknowledge the personal truth. And in short, really, what I've shared with you today has been my personal truth. But it doesn't take anything away from the spiritual truth. So I get to hold both. That I am healing from shame. I am healing from guilt. There are things that still make me go cringe on the inside because I have a judgment of myself. There are ways of being about myself that I just need to let go of. And the shame started when it started, and I can heal it. I can find out what it is and move through it. But not judging that, not making excuses, but at the same time knowing that what I'm moving through on a personal level doesn't take anything away from my spiritual nature. And the more we collapse the two, the more we collapse them or just walk side by side, because that is the truth. Being on this planet is not for wimps. And the way to freedom, the path to freedom, is about freeing ourselves. Now, my gorilla mind is recognizing the show is coming to an end, and it's like, oh my God, well, why did you say all of that? That's part of my personal truth. I deal with that sometimes. Sometimes I do a show and I'm thinking, gosh, I was too excited on that show. I need to learn to calm down. Then I do a show saying, man, you could have given more. And the egoic mind will get you jacked up. But once you get it in alignment, allow your egoic mind to serve the spirit rather than you serving the egoic mind. Tell the truth about who you are. Who in your life needs to know what you're dealing with? Who in your life needs to know what you're afraid of? What are you hiding? What are you addicted to? Are you addicted to something you've been hiding from family members? Maybe it's time for you to say, you know, enough already. Not only will you give yourself a gift, you will give your family a gift, but you are important enough to give yourself the gift. And I just want to remind you that I truly, truly love and appreciate you. I thank God for you. And thank you for constantly being in my presence, in my space, and committed to being the change you want to see. Join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the play experience, where you get to answer, where you get an experience to play with yourself. You get an experience to passionately love and appreciate yourself. Play, P-L-A-Y. Some of you know, oh, I just got it. Passionately love and appreciate yourself. Play. And Sunday, Celeste, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Celestial Show. And, it's all been said. Let's go out with another prayer. And I want to remind you to be love. Love is acceptance. Acceptance. I got some things on my wall that see if I have time to read it. Yeah, of course I have time. I am time. I got a slow computer. Well, no. My computer is doing just what it needs to do. Don't judge your computer. It's been good to you. And Glenda said something earlier that I want to share with you. It's true. No matter what we're going through, really, we can really look at how wealthy we are. Look at what you have. Be grateful. Don't be grateful just for the sake of saying, just be grateful. Look at your life realistically. I may not have my business the way I want it to be, but my God, I got health. I get to interact with you people. They can't pay me enough for that. Here we go. Self-acceptance, the ability to love yourself unconditionally, no matter what flaws and traits exist. Self-acceptance. I love you all. Be loved, be true to yourself, and be loved. Let's go out with another prayer. And I thank you for being part of my healing process, healing experience, and for being part of my awakening. And we're going to release the show with Ricky Byers Beckwith again. Accept this prayer. This is a prayer for you. This is a prayer for me. This is a prayer for the world. Let us be the change we want to see. Peace and blessings. I love you. I'll see you on Monday.
When your shoulders have borne more than they can stand, it seems you've been walking in a land unknown. Go to God in a place beyond your fears. God is love. This prayer of love in your heart. When your shoulders have borne more than they can stand, and it seems you've been walking in a land unknown, go to God in a place beyond your fear. God is loving you, be still. Accept this prayer of love in your heart. Stand on the rock of those who've gone before you, and those who hold you high in glory, and those who hold you close in prayer. God is the power, God is the way, God is the answer. Accept what has been given, it's the reason why we pray. And the things that held us back will disappear, and the veil of tears won't be heavy anymore. Yes, a life so torn apart can heal again. Trust in God, I know you will. Accept this prayer in your heart. Stand on the truth. God is the power. God is the way. God is the answer.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.